This is the parallax for Saturday, July 18, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're starting with politics and a primetime clash over election integrity. President Trump delivered an address from the White House East Room Thursday, alleging that declassified intelligence showed Chinese interference in the 2020 election. DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen doubled down Friday. But here's where the coverage splits dramatically. The Guardian reports that election experts and Democrats called the speech shockingly light on evidence, noting that U.S. intelligence assessments found no evidence Beijing altered the 2020 vote. Five specific claims Trump made weren't backed by released documents, according to multiple Guardian reporters. Meanwhile, Fox News emphasized the administration's voter ID argument, even citing Olive Garden's photo ID requirement for its never-ending pasta pass as a model for election security. The Washington Examiner focused on diplomatic fallout, reporting that Trump's allegations have reignited tensions with Beijing ahead of a planned fall summit with President Xi Jinping. Trump also threatened to revoke broadcast licenses from NBC and ABC for declining to air the speech, and warned of federal funding cutoffs to states refusing voter roll security compliance. Mother Jones reported that the DOJ and DHS election integrity website, launched alongside the speech, contains voter roll challenge tools that voting rights advocates say could suppress eligible voters. Turning to a conflict that's rapidly escalating overseas. U.S. Central Command announced Friday night the completion of its seventh consecutive night of strikes against Iran, targeting energy infrastructure, bridges, railways, and military sites around the strategic port city of Bandar Abbas on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran retaliated against U.S. allies in the region. Kuwait reported a power and water plant struck for the second time in 2 days, with flights suspended. An Iranian official warned that the policy of negotiating during war is over, and threatened full-scale escalation if strikes continue. Here's what makes this consequential. Axios reported exclusively that the U.S. has notified Israel it is sending dozens more refueling aircraft to the region ahead of potential wider offensive operations. And Internal Defense Department estimates put the war's cost between $80 to $100 billion, well above the Pentagon's public figure of $30 billion. NPR reported that the battle over the Strait of Hormuz is raising dangerous precedent concerns for other global waterways. Bloomberg noted that Kuwait suffered one of its worst nights of Iranian retaliatory attacks. The 60-day negotiating window Trump established is now at its halfway mark, with the U.S. having struck over 300 Iranian targets while Iran continues attacking commercial vessels in one of the world's most critical shipping lanes. On a brighter note, the 2026 FIFA World Cup concludes Sunday with Argentina facing Spain in the final at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. President Trump, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez are all expected to attend. Bloomberg reports that Sheinbaum and Carney accepted Trump's invitation, potentially creating what Bloomberg describes as an opportunity for diplomatic reset after a month of regional tensions. Spain could become the first nation to hold both men's and women's World Cup titles simultaneously, having won the women's tournament in 2023. The winning side will receive $50 million in prize money, subject to IRS taxation. NPR notes that Spain's men's team winning would be historic, the first back-to-back men's and women's titles held by one country. Al Jazeera has been covering pre-final comments from Lionel Messi and Spain's Rodri, while The Guardian's reported on conspiracy theories that have swirled around the tournament, including VAR decisions and Argentina's unlikely run to the final. One final story with immediate health implications. Federal health officials traced a Cyclospora parasite outbreak that sickened approximately 1,645 people across 5 states to shredded iceberg lettuce served at Taco Bell restaurants. Officials identified a single supplier sourcing the produce from Mexico. Taco Bell removed lettuce from its menu at affected locations. NPR and BBC reported the outbreak details, while Bloomberg noted an interesting market reaction. Sweetgreen shares surged Friday after regulators confirmed the outbreak was tied to Taco Bell lettuce, halting a four-day decline that had sent salad chain stocks down sharply on initial reports. That's the Parallax for Saturday.